So many of you know that for many of these devotionals, where I'm just taking a passage from last night's daily reading that my wife and I have. And last night was 1 Samuel chapters 13 and 14. So let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 13. We'll see an example of someone who failed to wait. 1 Samuel chapter 13. Let's look at verse 8. Then he, meaning King Saul, waited 7 days according to the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. So Saul said, "Bring a burnt offering and peace offerings here to me." And he offered the burnt offering. Now it happened, as soon as he had finished presenting the burnt offering, that Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might greet him. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" Saul said, "When I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come with them the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered together at Michmash, then I said, 'The Philistines will now come down on me at Gilgal, and I have not made supplication to the Lord.' Therefore I felt compelled and offered a burnt offering." And Samuel said to him, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept the Lord commanded you." Then Samuel arose and went up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin. And Saul numbered the people present with him, about 600 men. So we know that Saul failed to wait for Samuel. This is the first inclination that we see in the text that there will be a problem with Saul. And we certainly see that here with his failure to wait. Back then, only the priests could offer sacrifices. And really, the only one who can offer the sacrifice for us today, well, everybody can offer sacrifices in different manners, in different ways. But the one who can offer the only one who can offer a blood sacrifice has already done it 2,000 years ago for us. That's Jesus. But back then, only the priests could do that. And Saul was overstepping his authority, overstepping his bounds. He refused to wait. In the current situation that we're in, we need to wait. We need to learn to wait. Be patient with the Lord. Be patient with our circumstances. What I want to do, that word wait in Isaiah chapter 40 that we sang a little while ago, Isaiah chapter 40 is chapter 40 verse 31 is the same word that's used in several different places about waiting on the Lord. And I want to read some of those by way of encouragement for us. When Jacob was offering his blessings to his children, the one he offered to Dan, and the last verse there, "I have waited for your salvation, O Lord." We wait for our salvation. In the Psalms, Psalm 25 and verse 3, "Indeed, let no one who waits on you, who waits on the Lord, be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause." A few verses later, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I will wait all the day." Verse 21, "Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you." Psalm 27, verse 14 says, "To wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your soul," or strengthen your heart. "Wait, I say, on the Lord." Psalm 37 and verse 9, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." A few verses later, Psalm 37, 34, "Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Psalm 39, verse 7. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Psalm 40 and verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he and heard my cry. Psalm 52 and verse 9. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. To Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 7. And I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Isaiah 25 and verse 9, and it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Isaiah 26 and verse 8, yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you. And there are plenty more talking about waiting. And then finally, in Isaiah 40 and verse 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So my point here is to look at all these passages that talk about waiting on the Lord and being patient with him. For in waiting for him, we have salvation. Waiting for him, being patient with him, you know, it may not seem like it in the moment, but he'll save us. He'll save us. We are his children. If we have obeyed the gospel, if we have continued to live faithfully, in other words, if we wait on the Lord, he will save us. And that's what that means, to wait on the Lord, to trust in him. Saul failed to wait on the Lord. He failed to wait on Samuel, to wait for Samuel to show up. Let us wait on the Lord. Let us not be like Saul. This only can happen, however, he only will save us if we truly wait on him and trust him. And that can only happen. We ourselves are a Christian. We become a child of God. And the way that happens is we've got to believe in him. We've got to repent of our sins, confess that beautiful name of Christ, and be baptized for the remission of sins. I recognize that being baptized right now is difficult, but you know, we'll get it done. If it needs to happen, if somebody needs to be baptized, if somebody wants to be baptized, if you have that need this evening, let us know. If you have any need, if you need to come back to him, if you realize that you've not been quite as patient as you need to be, and you feel like you need the prayers of the church for that, please let us know that too. We want to help you. We want to be there for you. If you have a need, please let it be known as we sing this song.